Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Doran. Batting second. The shortstop, Craig Reynolds. Batting third. The third baseman, Denny Walling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Terry Poole. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Scott. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Eckersley. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eckersley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. There goes Sandberg. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds misplays the ball. That's an error on Reynolds. Dernier scores. Sandberg scores. Moreland moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to third. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eckersley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Doran strikes out. 1 out. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0-for-1 in the game. Walling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Durham moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matthews scores. Durham scores. Say moves to second. It's 5-1, Cubs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up towards short. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0-for-1 in the game. Eckersley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poehl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poehl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Poehl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Kevin Baz pinch hits for Mike Scott. Kevin Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Doran takes first base on ball 4. Poehl moves to second. Craig Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Sambito now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doran fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 2 in the game. Walling hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Pena now playing shortstop. Dennis Eckersley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eckersley is 0 for 2 in the game. Eckersley strikes out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Pull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Pohl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pohl is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pohl hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pohl for the out. Two outs. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Knight pinch hits for Joe Sambito. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Rule now pitching. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Bert Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Walling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walling is 0 for 3 in the game. Walling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 3 in the game. Cruz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Cubs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Poll hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Walling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley strikes out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Tim Stoddard. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Say moves to second. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Dernier reaches second base with a double. Say scores. Johnstone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Cubs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnstone scores. Dernier scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Cubs. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Lake now catching. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Lee Smith now pitching. Mark Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier who is chasing the ball. Bailey reaches third base with a triple. Jim Pankowitz pinch hits for Vern Rule. Jim Pankowitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pankowitz hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. One out. It's 11-5, Cubs. Bill Doran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doran hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner pinch hits for Bert Pena. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and Houston Astros, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.